I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It looks like Disney. It sounds like Disney, but this time it's Communist Party approved. Yep, today Disney opened its first theme park in mainland China. It's on the outskirts of Shanghai. Now, the move makes perfect business sense. The target market is some 330 million potential visitors living within a three-hour drive of the city. Jonathan Kamen was on hand for the opening of Shanghai Disneyland. He's Asia correspondent for the LA Times. So I gather you've put on your mouse ears, Jonathan, and joined the crowd. What does this place look like?
Absolutely. I spent the last 2 days at the park, and walking around, it felt like an authentically Disney theme park. They've got their Magic Castle. They have a number of sort of themed areas of the park. There's a sort of rainforest-themed adventure section. There's a futuristic section with a Tron-themed roller coaster. There's a Disneyland castle and, you know, all of the costumed Disney characters. It feels very, very Disney with a very Chinese clientele.
Today, I gather it was raining, but people turned out, and what did they think?
Yeah, there were plenty of people there. I think they were generally happy. There have been some complaints in the run-up to the opening about a few matters. The lines on the rides are long. People have been waiting 2-3 hours to get on the top attractions. And the food prices. So the food is one of the major selling points of the park. That's how they're casting it. They've made a point of selling mostly Chinese and Asian food, but also some sort of inventive Disney-style fusion dishes. They have one that their public relations people have repeatedly harped on is a Peking duck flavored pizza in the shape of a Mickey Mouse with scallions and cucumbers. It didn't work for me, but apparently it's selling quite well.
Kind of weird. I hear that Disney had to make a lot of concessions to the Chinese officials, things like having a Communist Party approved Mickey Mouse. How much influence has the government had over development of this park?
Well, when you're walking through the park, it's tough to see the actual Chinese sort of elements. You know, where you see the most influence from the Communist Party is behind the scenes on a more corporate level. So, you know, in speaking with PR people from Disney before the opening, they keep on sort of harping on this tagline for the park, which is authentically Disney, distinctly Chinese. You hear this over and over again from their staff members, from their PR.
Why is that so important to them? Why is that kind of like their mantra?
I think it's a gesture to, you know, the Chinese government, the officials they're working with, and also the clientele that they're bringing in, who are very much influenced by this political system, which is by its nature wary of what they consider Western values and ideals and things like cultural imperialism. You know, companies like Disney coming over and setting up shop. So Disney, in the run-up to this opening, has made it very clear that they are willing to make concessions. They're willing to let the government call the shots, and that they see themselves as an equal or even a lesser partner in this whole operation.
You know, the reports from the opening day ceremony suggest not just the start of a new theme park, but something bigger, almost diplomatic. The CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, brought greetings from President Obama, who said the park captures the promise of the bilateral relationship between the U.S. and China. Is this more than an amusement park? What's going on?
I mean, on the ground, it feels like an amusement park. But no, it is something more. I mean, Walt Disney himself, the man himself, died in 1966, you know, at the first year of the Cultural Revolution, right? So much has changed since then. Clearly, you know, China has really emerged as a major player on the world stage. And I think the government wants to send this message that, yes, they've arrived, and yes, their door is open to the rest of the world, even if they're only willing to play by their own rules.
I got to ask you one last thing, Jonathan. Disney World, as you know, is so associated with Orlando and Orlando with Disney, but Orlando now signifies something also kind of terrifying. Was that at all in the air at this grand opening?
No, I mean, not for the, you know, the Chinese guests that I spoke with. I'm sure Disney itself is feeling a bit of strain. You know, not only was there the shooting in Orlando, but also the gator that dragged a 2-year-old into the water near Disney World and killed this kid. So, you know, clearly Disney has a lot on its plate at the moment. You know, there's been a lot of tragedy, but I think for the typical sort of Chinese guest at the park, what's happening in the States right now isn't really on their radar. They just want to have a good time and provide a good experience to their kids.
Jonathan Kamen with the Los Angeles Times speaking with me from Shanghai. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you.